within the field of vertebrate paleontology, even right now, until recently, the great professor at Harvard, Farish Jenkins, he was a PhD graduate from Yale. Kevin Padian at Berkeley is a PhD graduate from Yale. The head curator of vertebrate paleontology at the American Museum in New York is a graduate from Yale. You know, it's just the head of the Smithsonian is a graduate from the Yale PhD program. And so it's this place, this intellectual center. And some of the people who've been here have also been the people who really cemented the idea that birds are living dinosaurs. So John Ostrom, who discovered Deinonychus, which is the animal in Jurassic Park, even though it's called Velociraptor, he was the one who resurrected the old Victorian idea that birds are related to dinosaurs in the middle of the 1900s. And with him and with some other famous people, Fuzz Crompton, who was an early director of the Peabody Museum, modernized our ideas of mammal evolution. And they produced this huge radiation of trainees who went out, kind of conquered the world, became professors and curators everywhere else. But they were hugely influential. And so it was John Ostrom. And then after that, Keith Thompson. And then after that, my own senior colleague, Jacques Godier, as I said, is the person who really worked out the relationships of reptiles and showed in a quantitative, rigorous way that birds are living dinosaurs. And so it's this whole line of people who have come before. And I mean, Elizabeth Verba, I mean, my current invertebrate paleontologist colleague, Derek Briggs, is, I think, without debate, the greatest invertebrate paleontologist in the world.